感谢主，我们都可以来到今天来到，我们准备了三首英文的歌曲。
Thank you. deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you, and it's all much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the death of God. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
好，各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。因为我们上个礼拜开中英文堂，英文堂的会议呢，就是大家都觉得我们以后每一个月的第一个礼拜呢，就是孩子们从头到尾跟父母们坐在一起，我们就是一起这个。那他们希望我如果讲到的话，能够又适合成年人，又适合青少年，又适合儿童，哇，这个很难。那我就想呢，如果是这样，本来我今天要讲腓立比书第一章第一节，但第一章第一节很乏味，其实一点都不乏味，关键是对孩子他们很乏味。所以那我就想，我干脆我今天就讲浪子回头。Yeah, today, you know, I'm going to preach on the topic, the return of the prodigal son, which apply to people of all ages, no matter the adults, your parents, the youth, and the kids. So hopefully, but actually, the Chinese preaching, the contents of which may be somewhat different from that of the English, because I have to be flexibly applicable to the spiritual needs of people of different ages. Now, so please pray for me. 主耶稣基督在讲这个比喻的时候，我们打开第一节。Okay, let me read in English, the English first. I tell you that the same way. Oh, no. 从前面, from the beginning, please. 就是英文的。没有是不是? Okay. Now, let me speak a little bit of what this text is all about.A father has two sons, the older and the younger one, but the younger son wants to leave his family to spend all his money, you know, to do something at his own will. So he asked his father for money, for property, and for wealth. So his father gave his portion of his property, so he went out. But you know, he spent everything that his father gave him. So he had no way to go but to eat the foodfor the pigs, for the swines. Well, it's such a downturn, such a situation. So he thought of the grace of his father, the richness of his father. He thought, I need to go back to my father. But now he was so shameful as to go back to his father. He said, Father, I am not worthy to be your son. Just regard me as a worker or as a hired man. But his father pined for his return every day, expecting his return. All of a sudden, his father saw his son returning. His father ran toward his son, embraced him, and kissed him, and asked all the servants to prepare the best, the shoes, the ropes, the food, whatever.In welcoming his prodigal son back home. But his older brother, he just went back from working in the field. He got really angry. What's wrong? What's something happened there? I don't know. But you know, the brother said, What's wrong with this? The servant replied to the bigger brother, oh, your little son, no, not little son, your little brother, come back. Your dad and all the servants are welcoming him. But his older brother got really mad and angry. He complained to his father, I worked for you, slaved for you all my life long, but you gave me nothing. His father says, oh, my son, my dear, my beloved, everything I have is yours. But the big brother really got mad. He refused to return with his father to celebrate his younger son's return. So that's really bad. Now, this is the background of this story. 翻到第一节好不好？第一节，路加福音十五章第一节。没有第一节，有，就是起先读经的，翻回到第一节。不是，我讲错了。OK， 那这个没有打出来。第一节是讲到有许多的人，包括税吏人跟罪人，他们跟随耶稣，要听耶稣讲比喻给他们听，然后第二节就讲到了有法利赛人跟那些文士，他们怎么样呢？他们就想要探听耶稣，他们想要试探耶稣，他们想要从耶稣讲这个事里面到底看耶稣你能够搞些什么。所以你看到两个对象，第一个是税吏和罪人，第二个是法利赛人和文士。当耶稣面对这两个不同的会众的时候，耶稣就开始讲比喻了。第一个先讲到有一个妇女失了银钱，到处去找，然后又讲到一只羊失去了，那个牧人把那99只羊放下来去找那只羊，然后讲到这个就是浪子回头的故事。其实耶稣讲这里，你注意，大儿子是指法利赛人跟文士，小儿子是指那些被法利赛人文士所轻看的这些罪人和税吏以及外邦人。那耶稣讲这个故事，其实是要告诉我们，在前的要在后，在后的要在前。耶稣讲这个故事真正要告诉我们的是，真正的浪子不是小儿子，真正的浪子其实是大儿子。那么在我要讲大儿子跟小儿子之间的一个对比之前，我要先讲一句很重要的话，大家一定要注意听。这句话是清教徒的神学家叫做 John Owens， 他写了一本书，这本书叫做《与神相交》。在这本书里面他讲了下面一句话，我把它 quote。他说，基督徒一切的好行为都是软弱的，都是不完全的，在圣洁而完美的神面前，我们都站不住脚，唯有主耶稣能够除尽我们行为中的杂质，因为在我们的好行为中仍然存留有罪的痕迹，即令我们为悔改而流的眼泪，也需要羔羊宝血的洗净才算为圣洁。我们最好的善行也只不过也没有办法换取神的恩宠。我想到奥古斯丁 Saint 奥古斯丁他也讲过一句话，他说在我们全人全身上，除了我们的罪是属于我们的，其他我们身上所有的一切都是属神的。大儿子他的志意，我们看28节到29节，我们一起看一下28节到29节。好，我们一起来读这两节，预备来。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命， 你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。大儿子的自义反而使他自己成为了浪子，这是一种隐藏和诡谲的罪，是我们常常察觉不出来的。我们来看路加福音十五章三节，第七节有吧？后面十五章七节，我们一起来读，预备，来，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。这里面一个罪人悔改是指那个小儿子，浪子回头的小儿子。那比九十九个不用悔改的义人，耶稣是暗指那些法利赛人跟文士。法利赛人跟文士，他们觉得我们遵行神的律法，我们遵行摩西的律法，我们守十诫，我们也十一奉献，我们也如何如何，也祷告，我们也什么都做。可是他们觉得他们是在神面前是蒙神喜悦的义人，但是他们却看不起那些罪人、税吏、妓女等等，就好像这个哥哥看不起那个弟弟一样。那在我们信主越久，我们有的时候可能不经意中我们会落入到这样的一个光景。恩典仅仅是为了那些自认需要悔改的罪人所预备的。好像这个小儿子，这小儿子怎么说呢？你注意，这小儿子当他回头回到他爸爸那里去，他没有说，哎，爸爸，好久不见了，你好不好啊，想不想我？ No， 他儿子不是这样讲。他儿子说，父亲啊，我得罪了天，我也得罪了你，我不配做你的儿子，你把我当做一个雇工吧。这是一种悔改和认罪谦卑的一种心态，这种心态是神所接纳、神所喜悦的。什么叫做蒙恩的罪人？蒙恩的罪人，除非我们像小儿子，否则我们永远不懂得什么叫做蒙恩的罪人。如果我信主很久了，神学我也懂了，听了好几千万遍了，圣经我也读了几百遍了，我还可以教主日学，我也可以讲道，我也可以如何如何，我也很有恩赐等等，这些都有，我也奉献，我也侍奉，我什么都做，但是我如果没有在这个当中看见我今天能够奉献，我能够侍奉，我能够如何如何，如果不是神的怜悯跟恩典， I am nothing。 越是信主久的人，越是要看见自己的卑微跟不配，越是信主久的人，越是侍奉百上多的人，他越看见我能够如此侍奉全是神的恩典。这个大哥哥是完全不一样，这个大哥哥觉得，而且你注意他说 I slave for you。 我后面我会提到这个大儿子他的错误的心态在哪里。一个蒙恩的罪人是永远谦卑的，一个蒙恩的罪人是不敢自义的，一个蒙恩的罪人他永远认识我只不过是一个罪人，一个蒙恩的罪人他永远认为我是不配得这样的恩典，我今日成了何等样的人，如果不是神的恩典，我根本不配坐在这里敬拜他，我根本不配站在台上侍奉他，我根本不配能够奉献金钱给神国的事工，我今天能够奉献全部是神的恩典，我今天如果能够有爱心去爱别人全部是神给我的恩典，我今天能够去感恩，连我能够感谢神感谢人都是神给我的恩典，而这些恩典是我完全不配的。我们需要看看罗马书第三章，我们一起来看罗马书第三章，有吧？ 没有，那就可以找到吧。OK， 好，其实应该有。好，没关系，那就我来读给各位听。罗马书三章二十二节到二十六节，这里怎么说呢？这里说，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。我们的义，我能够奉献，我能够侍奉，我能够有爱心，我能够把圣经读几百遍，我能够教导，我能够懂得神学，我能够侍奉，我能够如何如何，全部是基督的义先披戴在我的身上，不是我的义，这个义是外来的，不是我自己本身里面的。我的义只不过是让人看见彰显出是神的义，是基督的义，父神让他的义披戴在我的身上，是我不配的。为什么是这样？很重要，我们需要看以弗所书第二章一到五节，有吗？我们一起来读以弗所书二章一到五节。预备，来，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就在现今悖逆之子心中运行邪的邪灵。你们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。注意然而这两个字，这是非常重要的一个关键词。然而，我们一起来念，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你我们的义在神的眼中只不过像一件破烂的衣裳。圣经说没有一个义人，连一个都没有。圣经都是在罗马书三章讲的，圣经又说了没有一个寻求神的，一个都没有。我们的本相，我们不可能寻求神，我们的本相，我们就算是我的义都带着罪。就像奥古斯丁说的，我们没有一个人，我所行的义是在神面前是蒙悦纳的，我们的义在神的面前都是玷污的，都是从血气出来的，都是带着罪性里面的。我们没有一个人的义在神面前蒙悦纳，除非神采取主动。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因我们的大爱，当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。是神主动预知预定拣选的恩典，是我们不配的。凭什么神拣选你跟我？凭什么神验中你跟我？这个大哥完全忘记了，他完全没有认识他自己的身份，他认为是他自己的义。但是很可惜，这个大哥他不但不接纳他的弟弟，他连他父亲他都拒绝了。刚才我们所读的路加福音十五章浪子回头这段经节，中文有几个翻译翻得非常好，比原文都没有那样翻，但中文把它起来起来起来起来，哇，这几个翻得太棒。我们来看几个起来。小儿子他因为后来非常的落魄，他吃猪吃的东西，这个时候他想到我应该回到我父亲那里。你注意他有几个起来。第一，在他原来要叛逆他的父亲， 他跟父亲要了财产，然后他就注意到第一个是收拾起来，他把他父亲给他的财产收拾起来，他很高兴要离开他的父亲，他可以为所欲为了。收拾起来是第一，是背逆神，背离神，这是第一个起来。第二个起来，他就在外面花尽了一切，然后呢吃猪吃的，中文怎么说，他就穷苦起来。穷苦起来是什么呢？就表示一个人在最终的惨状。然后后来又讲了，这个儿子在穷苦起来以后，哎呀，他突然醒悟起来。醒悟起来是什么呢？就表示这个人灵里面觉醒了。然后下面一步，他就讲到这个小儿子，他就说我要起来，这个表示他的决心。再下一步，他就讲到小儿子于是起来，这表示他的行动。到最后他回到家，爸爸抱着他，然后吩咐仆人为他预备上好的各种的东西，他们就快乐起来。快乐起来是什么？是认罪悔改的结果。哎呀，这六个起来，这六个步骤太棒了。我觉得这里中文的翻译比原文都好，原文翻译只有两个起来。那这里面给我们看见悔改不是只是你受洗得救重生那天悔改，悔改是一个基督徒一生的事情。我今天没有时间，如果你看看马丁路德，他对于神的律法越认识，马丁路德就看见他在神面前，他再怎么样他都没有义，他是每一天在神面前用六个小时的时间认罪。当他一认完罪，他觉得平安进到他里面的时候，他一走出去，他又发现他又触犯了神的律法。他一直在这位圣洁的神面前，他说 I love God, but sometimes I hate him。他说我爱这位神，可是他看到这位神在他的宝座上好像手里拿着那个刀子要杀他的时候，他觉得他的罪在这位圣洁的神面前他永远抬不起头，他永远站立不住。他认为我在这位神面前，我再怎么样的认罪，在这位圣洁神面前他永远看见自己的污秽。这是马丁路德的经历。今天在座你跟我哪一个人比得上马丁路德？ No, 我们没有办法。马丁路德他总觉得神好像把他放在地狱的深渊，让他在这个地狱的深渊中看见人罪的可怕，看见人的自义的可怕，看见人自以为是的可怕。神就在这个环境里面把他整个翻转过来，让他看见神的律法是要我们回到去仰望他儿子十字架的救恩。马丁路德看见自己，虽然他那么忠心的侍奉这位神，但是他从来不敢在这位神面前夸口他自己如何忠心。他永远在这位圣洁的神面前，他永远看见自己是污秽的罪人。这是你跟我应该有的心态。但是我们会不会像这个哥哥一样，我们常常觉得我很好。基督徒我们很容易落入到某一种形式的法利赛主义里头。第一，我们很容易对自己基督徒生活的形态感到某一种程度的自满。也许我们在不知不觉当中，我觉得我拥有一套很正统的信仰跟神学的架构。也许我觉得我读了好多很好的属灵的书刊， 我也遵守了基督徒生活中所应该遵循的一些法则，再加上我也很热心地参与教会的侍奉，我可能比他人还比较有一些爱心吧，再加上我再看一看我四周的环境，今天的世界世衰倒为人心不古，我还说主啊，我感谢你，我总算比他们还好吧。但是我们没有想，当今天这个世界、这个社会、这个人心如此的败坏的时候，当神许可这些事情发生的时候，神其实是要这些东西像一面镜子，是照到我的，而不是让我沾沾自喜、自我安慰，而是要借着这个反衬，让我看看主啊，我在今天这个世上，我还没有尽到我该尽的责任，包括代祷的责任，包括传福音的责任，包括尽社会的责任，等等等等。主啊，其实一个基督徒在他的一生的基督徒生活当中，任何的事情不管是好是坏，其实是应该像一面镜子照到我们自己，但实际上我们常常在这方面我们都是软弱的。有的时候我们可能会觉得我的生活标准比别人还高一等，至少我不像我那个小弟弟。这个情形是我们有时候在不经意当中我们可能会落入的一个光景。第二，小儿子浪子回头本来是应该喜剧收场，但是却没有想到因为大儿子的心态反而抹上了一层阴影。因为大儿子的心态，他自己不但成了浪子，搞不好会逼死他的弟弟又再回去，又走回浪子的道路了。哥哥老大的心态有下面三个。第一，这个哥哥不把服侍看作是恩典，他把服侍看作是功德。他跟他父亲说，我中文看不出来，英文是 I slave for you， 我一辈子我替你做奴隶，你没有给我我所当得的。这个，然后他讲你这个儿子，你注意哦，他没有说弟弟，他没有说你弟弟，他却说你这个儿子，而且他从来没有称他父亲，他没有叫父亲。你如果去看，他没有称他爸爸叫父亲，反而称爸爸叫父亲的是弟弟，连续称五次。这个哥哥他说，我替你做奴隶做了一辈子，你什么都没有给我。但爸爸跟这个大儿子说，孩子啊，我所有的都是你的。他没有看见这一点。但是弟弟却不一样，弟弟说，父亲啊，从此以后我不配再称为你的儿子，你就把我当作一个雇工吧。这种态度是神喜悦的。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，不管你今天在教会侍奉多久，你今天在教会多久，你信主多久，你对神的话再熟悉多久，你做了多少有爱心的事，你再能够教导，你再能够讲道，不要忘记一件事情， I am nothing, you are nothing。 你注意一件事，我们应该带着儿子的心来做神的仆人，而不是带着奴仆的心来做儿子。大儿子犯的就是个毛病，大儿子在他的 identity 上完全搞错了。 完全搞错了。第三，这个哥哥是重工作轻乎关系，他从来不称他爸爸，他而且说你这个儿子，可以看见这个大儿子看重的是工作本身，而忽略的是关系。基督教的信仰最重视的是关系，一个跟神关系好的人，就像这个小儿子，如果跟父亲的关系好，这个小儿子的心态就对了。大儿子跟父亲的关系不好，他的心态就不对。尽管他在家里工作，他在侍奉他的爸爸，但是他从来不认为他侍奉爸爸是恩典，他却把他侍奉他父亲当作是他的功德。这是这哥哥问题所在。如果我们跟神建立好的关系，我们越侍奉神，我们越甘甜，我们越谦卑。法利赛人文士轻看税吏罪人，就像大哥哥轻看小弟弟一样。请问谁是真正的浪子？回答我。谁？No， 小儿子不再是浪子了，大儿子才是真正的浪子。圣经非常 paradoxical， 非常 paradoxical。因信称义，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，希望在新的一年2019年里面，求神帮助我们不要效仿这个哥哥，让我们对神长存感恩。以感恩为祭献给神，对自己的伴侣长存感恩，对我们的同工长存感恩，对我们的同事长存感恩，对我们周遭的人长存感恩。为什么？因为没有别的。我今天能够如此，如果不是神的恩典，我实在一点都没有。这是非常重要。 Now what I'm going to say is applicable to youth and the children based on this biblical passage. During the Vietnam War, because of heavy artillery bombardment, the whole village, entire village, was completely devastated. Many people fled away from the village.And a journalist in the war zone from the United States took a picture. That picture depicting a 13-year-old brother gave a ride on his back, his 6-year-old younger brother, who was somewhat a little bit handicapped. And the journalist, through translation, asked,the 13-year-old brother, why you gave a ride on your back, your younger brother? Through translation, the older brother, 13-year-old brother, replied, just one phrase, because he is my brother. Everybody fled.Running the pace. But this young brother, with such a heavy burden on his back, even though he tried his best to flee, to run away from the war-torn village, but he showed his love and affection to his younger brother.You know, adolescents here, physically speaking, you are barely mature. But mentally speaking, you are not fully grown. You are still somewhat immature. But to my knowledge, according to my experiences, many adolescents, they think, well, I have grown up. I'm a mature guy now. At least I'm this tall.At least I'm corpulent and robust and strong. I can sever the umbilical cord from my parents. I want independence. I want independence from my parents. So they say, Mom and Dad, I want to leave home. Oh, come on, son. Oh, if you don't want to leave home, okay, how about I think I'm entitled to a sleepover. Or I'm entitled to a hangout with my peers and my friends and my pals. You know, my brothers and my sisters, even though you're physically mature, but remember, you are not yet mentally, psychologically, spiritually, whatever, mature. Your parents, they have abundant experiences in their life. They can tell you right from wrong. They know what is true, what is untrue. They can make distinctions as to what is right and what is wrong. But you do not necessarily make such distinction as your parents do. But most of the time, I know the adolescents, they just want to do at their own will. So they just slept over in disobedience, in defiance against their parents' will. They just want to hang out with their friends outside. But the worldview, but the sense of value, but the worldview, but the way of life of your pal, of your schoolmate, of your friends are so secular and depraved. But you can hardly make distinction. But you think you're right. You think you have the ability to make the distinctions right from wrong. So you make your parents worry. And their hearts are pining for you, thirsting for you, waiting for you, for your return, for your heart's return. You know, at the last verse of the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, that says, when God comes, the children's heart will return to their parent, to their father, and their father's heart will return to their children. Your parents are just like the father in the book of Luke, chapter 15. They are pining for you daily, hourly. Say, oh, I so love my son. I so love my daughter. I raised him and her up. Now they have become adolescent, come to the teen age. They think they are mature, but actually they are immature. Their hearts tilt toward their children, wishing them to come back, to come back, to come back, just like their father. But their children seem so recalcitrant, so disobedient, and so defiant. You know, unless you come to the church, unless you open your heart to the Word of God, otherwise your sense of value is fragmented. Your worldview is fragmented. Your sense of right and wrong is fragmented. Unless you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, unless you come to your mom and dad. Probably you sometimes may be like the little son. So I want my share of my estate. And you say you have your own right to become independent from your parents. No, actually no. The earth, the world outside is just like the roaring lion waiting for swallow up and absorb those who think they are mature enough, especially the adolescents. How deplorable. Cases like this. So many young adolescents, they have already fallen into the trap of Satan, but they don't sense that. They don't sense that. You know, most of the time you think that your parents are putting the bridle, putting the limitations on your behavior or your actions. No, that's not limitation. The so-called limitation in your mind is actually the protective shield that your parents hope to provide you. That's a protective shield. Lest you are absorbed by Satan, by the mundane world, by the secular world, by the depraved world. Because you can hardly sense that, but your parents do. They really do. Unless you are spiritually mature by yourself, by leaning to the Lord, by come near to the Lord, study His Word, listen to His Word, thirst for the Word of God, pine for Jesus who was crucified on the cross for your sin and for my sin. Otherwise, there's no way for you to go. No way. May God help you. Today you have to rethink it over. Give it second thoughts. Say, oh, in what the deplorable situation I am. Look at the status quo. I need to return to my Father. I need to return to my Heavenly Father. I need to return to the Lord Jesus Christ who shed His blood for me. He died for me. He was risen from the dead for me. Don't ever distort or twist the love of your parent. I do believe they love you. They not only provide you with material comforts, they provide you with tearful prayers in the presence of the Lord just because they love you. Their hearts are pining for your return. Sometimes you think, I am not a prodigal son, but actually, you know, most of the time, you are the prodigal son, but you don't know. You don't sense that. How your mom and dad love you, how your mom and dad cares for you. Don't allow yourself to such an extent like the little brother who had nothing to eat but to eat the garbage food. No, not garbage food. I would say, you know, the food for the pig. You know, sometimes God allows us to come to such a status in order to awaken us, reminds us that we need to return to our mom and dad, to listen to him, to abide by the advices that they gave me. That's what God wills in your life. Always remember to show appreciation and gratitude and the thanks to your mom and dad. However stern they are, however severe they are, however disciplined they are, remember their discipline is for your own good. For your own good. Cherish the grace that your mom and dad gave you. Cherish the grace that Jesus Christ gave you. Cherish the grace that the Heavenly Father gave you. Lest, you know, if we do not cherish the grace, that will slip away from our shoulder. Until then, it is too late. It is too late. Now, I know for some of you, you have brothers or you have sisters. No matter young and old, always remember, do take good care of your younger ones. Because remember, your younger ones, because they are younger, relatively younger than you, they need more care and the love from your parents. But remember, your younger ones do not steal the love and affection and care from your parents. You should understand this and show more love and care to your younger ones. Don't be like the older brother in this biblical passage, okay? Yeah, because of the time constraint, I think I have to stop here. But anyway, you know, hopefully the Lord will help us to be the real prodigal son that returned 180 degrees, diametrically returned to the Heavenly Father and to your parents. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for this passage that teaches in whatever way, no matter in our service, in the church, no matter in our life, in the home, no matter in our work, in the jobs or in business companies, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will always remind us and to renew our mind, to renew our heart, renew our soul, that we will emulate the prodigal son who truly returned to the Heavenly Father. Help us not to emulate the older brother of his self-righteousness. Lord, we thank you for this passage. May your word touch our hearts and change our life, change our mentality, change our mindset, change our perception. We praise your name, give you all the thanks. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen.